pray that you truly love me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please don't be offended. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I greet you as the pastors. I greet all the pastors who are present here, the leaders, and all our church members, especially our visitors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I also want to extend our special greetings and welcome to our sister who lost the baby last time.
And
we had a funeral last Sunday. They are here this morning to show their appreciation to the Lord. Can we see their hand? Please, can you lift up your hand for me, the whole family? God bless you. Hallelujah. We will let's hear the word of God. After that, we hear what they brought to us. Hallelujah. So God bless you as you are here, please. If today is your first time, just feel free to sit down and come along with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here? Are you sure? Bible said that where that spirit is, because the spirit is the Lord, there is liberty. So I believe that being here today, you will surely have liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, timekeeper.
Siyabulela.
You are doing your work. You know, let me tell you a short story before we preach. God bless you. There is a messenger of God that visits everyone on a specific time. That messenger, you can decide to say it's from the devil or not. Do you know that messenger? Do you want me to tell you?
It's
a messenger of death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That messenger, when he comes to you, can he start to say, Father, I bind it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He works with time. And then when the time comes, the Lord will say, that is the next one. That is the next one. And then he goes.
Amen.
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 I know it's not a good joke, but it's true. And it works on time. So I thank God for the timekeeper also. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to go straight to the word of God. But before then, I just want to announce a few things to you. I've put with the permission and the decree of the senior pastor, I've put some things on the notice board, and I would love all of us to have a look at them. Amen.
Amen.
One of them is our program throughout the year. Or let me call it our major programs throughout the year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please just have a look at them. The
days,
especially the women fellowship and the men fellowship
Mama,
and all the other fellowships in the church
who
plan to do something, you must look at the dates of the church and then you plan yours accordingly. We will not plan around your dates, but you must plan around the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So women fellowship, please.
Oh Mama, senicela.
No surprise program this year. That crashes our dates. I'll meet them later anyway.
Amen.
Okay, the second one is our Monday programs. The timetable is also on the notice board.
So
you can have a look at them. Now we've tried to do some nice packages. Amen.
Amen.
One of the packages is that we are moving, or we move our three days program at the end of every month to every 2 months.
And then
in that 2 months, we'll have five days of the program. Amen. And I will give it more popularity and make more noise about it so that we will bless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so that is why you need to look at the Monday program. Now, on the Monday program, every month, We would love to, with the permission of the senior pastor,
Siza utandana ngemvula kamfundisi.
I would love to invite
Siza umema.
A visiting pastor.
Siza masubema umvula.
On one of our Mondays in the month, every month.
Kuyoyoke nitanazo umnyango umvula oyo one enyange.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you know
Uba uyazi.
A very good pastor.
Umfundisi omkhulu.
Very good one.
Olungeka kulu.
That we can work together.
Esinokusebenzisana naye.
Please, you are free to recommend that person to me.
Ungeza naye ngaphambi kumfundisi. Amen.
In East London or surrounding.
Apa emonto kanye kufutshane.
We want to be blessed and we want to have friends. We want to build a ministry together.
Sifuna ukukhula sonke ngexesha elinye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please do that for us.
Ncede ke nisenze lo nto.
And God will bless you. And the last one is about the youth. About the youth.
Ingolucha.
Youth, are you here?
Ulucha lukona.
Can I see all the youth? Please lift up your hand for me.
Sipaga misizalda ulucha.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, is that all the youth? Are you sure? Okay. Youth, we love you so much.
Ulucha siyaluthanda.
And we have been thinking so much about you.
Udala sitinga ngani.
Because we believe that you are the.
Kuba siyakhwela kuba.
You are the future of the ministry.
Nilikamva lelibandla.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, with the permission of the senior pastor.
Ngemvula kamfundisi omkhulu.
We are right from this week Thursday, which is the 1st of March.
Ukusuka kule veki ngolwesine.
We are kickstarting the youth program.
Siyaluqalitsa ulucha.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all the youth.
Lonke umuntu okulucha.
Please.
Siyanicela.
Meet me here on Thursday.
Nidibane nomfundisi ngaphambili.
I'm please pleading with you. All of you.
Nonke ulucha.
Please let's come together.
Sizeni sonke.
Let's discuss issues.
Sithethe ngezinto.
Let's plan our life.
Sicwangise ngobomi bethu.
It is extremely important.
Ibaluleke kakhulu.
Because we know that all the messages we preach here.
Siyazi yonke imiyalezo sishumayela.
Most of them are always about you.
Isininzayo singolucha.
And there are things that we need to teach you.
Ukhona izinto ofuna sizifundise nifundise
zona. There are things that we need to let you know and how. And also to allow you to exercise your youthfulness.
Sinivumele ukuba nani nizibone sobulutsha lwenu.
I promise you this will never be the same.
Ndithembisa ukuzufana kulonyaka.
Amen.
Amen.
And for now,
okwangoku,
because we don't have any pastor to help you,
basina mfundisi onincedisa.
I will do that.
Ndiza kuyenza lo.
I'm very busy, but I will try to do that.
Ndithembisa ukuba ndizama ixesha.
And so we find the right pastor.
Sithe sifumane umfundisi olungileyo ozawunceda. Amen.
Seriously, we find a good youth pastor.
Ke sibe sifumane umfundisi ozawuthela ninceda.
Then I can pass the baton to that person.
Ndikuthisele kuye ke mna.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's take advantage of this.
Sithathe ke elithuba.
I think that is all the announcement. So God bless you.
Kose nisekelele.
Are you ready for the word?
Yes. Nilungele ilizwi.
Can we please go to Habakkuk?
Incwadi kaHabakkuk.
Chapter 2.
Isahluko sesibini.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
Isahluko sesibini ivese yesine.
And please let's close our eyes.
Sivaleni amehlo ethu.
Our Father and our Daddy, this morning we thank you and bless you. That we thank you for the great things that you have done. Thank you for bringing us together. Daddy, this is the most important reason why we are here. Your word. Bible said your word that you speak are alive and they are powerful. We pray this morning that Father, as Jesus spoke in Matthew 13, let all the hearts that are present here be a heart that are soft, hearts that have fertile grounds. And we pray that Lord, let the seed of your word fall onto our hearts and let this seed begin to work in our lives. We ask, O God, that Lord, let your transforming power transform our mind this morning. May it work through our hearts and make us acceptable to you. Above all, Lord, may we receive the grace to know that we are sons and daughters, that we are no longer slaves, and that we can stand and walk with you as our Father. We thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse
4.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse
4.
Are we all there? I read from the NIV version of the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us hear the word of God. See, he's puffed up. His desires are not upright. But the righteous will live by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, this is the word I would like to share with
you.
Okay. Let's hear our local version.
Uyabona ugxalathelene awutheke umphefumulo wakhe phakathi kwakhe ke lona ilungisa liyakudla ubomi ngokholo lwalo. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who can tell me
ubani onokundixelela
the two major words
amazwi amabini abalulekileyo
that this Bible is talking about
lepha eli lizwe lithetha ngalo
that we want to look at today. The most important words. Anyone? Yes, my sister. Faith.
Ukholo.
One. Yes. Come again. No. You say something.
Desire.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Integrity is fine. But you mention one. Righteous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you look at the scripture. I've seen that there is integrity. Oh, okay, because of this version. Oh, okay. Okay. But my version says, and the part I love most, which I want us to dwell on, is from, but the righteous one will live by his faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible is talking about two things this morning.
Habakkuk.
I don't think he woke up this morning and just said, the righteous shall live by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But church, I want us to look at this. From the beginning of the year, we've done 21 days fasting. We have done 5 days power pack, Holy Ghost possessed by the Spirit of God. Last week, we're talking about where the Spirit of God is. There is liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that all these things that we are learning is driving us towards a goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one of the goals that I believe that the word of God is driving us towards in 2012 is righteousness. Is faith. Because the Bible says without faith no person can see God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without faith, no one can
enter
into
God's
rest. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible also said in the Old Testament, Abraham was righteous after faith. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, the title of my message is this: the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous will live by faith. They will not just live like
ordinary
people. The righteous are people that hears the word of God and they obey it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The righteous are people that decided to shift to God. Okay, let's look at it this way. The righteous only came in when we read the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if we don't read the Bible and we stay in our communities, let's forget about righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But coming back to the Bible, our Bible is telling us there are people that are called righteous. And these people, they live by faith. But the first point is, who are the righteous people? Can you please go quickly with me to 1 John chapter 3, verse 7.
1
John chapter 3, verse 7. 1 John 3, verse 7. Let's see what the word of God says there. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. The one who does what is right is called righteous, just as he is righteous. Hallelujah. I love this version. Who has NIV? NIV. Please read for me. Mm-hmm. He who does what is right,
yeah, no,
is righteous.
is righteous. So a righteousness can be attained. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Righteousness can be attained. Amen.
Amen.
Let's leave holiness to God. But righteousness can be attained. That is why God did not make a mistake. God did not say Abraham was holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God said Abraham was righteous. Because
Abraham
listened to God and do what he says. So people that listen to God and do what he says, they are righteous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you don't listen to God and do what he says, you are not righteous. Okay, let's look at verse 10 of this scripture. Of this verse. This scripture. Verse 10. Give us verse 10. The same scripture, verse 10. This is how God's children and the devil's children are made evident. Whosoever does not do what is right is not of God, but especially the one who does not love his brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the center of that issue, it says in my NIV, he said, he who does not do what is right is not righteous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can make noise. You can be among the masses. You can be in the population of the church. But if you don't do what you are not righteous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can have Holy Ghost. We can do whatever we do.
But
the Lord is saying we must be righteous. In other words, we must begin to do what is right to become righteous. Because people that are righteous, they are the people that runs on faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Righteous people, their life runs on faith. Because the God they serve, they don't see him, but the God speaks. And he said in John,
the ones
who serve me are serving in truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So everyone who must serve this God, he must become righteous and he must dwell on faith. Listen, people that are righteous, they become faithful because they don't see God, but they believe in him. Let me put it this way. The righteous people, they are people that always wait for God to say the next thing. And when God says the next thing, some of them look foolish, but they just do it. Sometimes they don't know how God is saying, but they move in that direction. Because God told Abraham, leave your house, go to somewhere, and God
knows.
Abraham began to move. Because of that, Abraham was moving on faith, and he became righteous because he listened to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please go quickly with me to John 2 verse 5. The righteous people. Righteousness. The people that are right, they are people that do the work of God. Now listen to what John 2 verse 5.
It
says, do whatever he tells you. His mother told the disciples. Listen. Mary told the people.
Do
whatever Jesus says. Without complaining. The righteous, they are people
that
God commanded. They don't know what God is saying, but they must do it. That's what we're talking about this morning. And God's people, they only dwell on faith. Because ordinarily, what they are seeing is nothing. They may not understand. They are confused. But when it comes to instruction, they will tell you where the Lord
says,
I don't know what it means. I am just doing it. And out of the just doing, and that is where the result comes. So there are people that Mary said they must listen to their son. And
says,
hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking to someone this morning.
Your
ministry this morning. Amen.
Amen.
The righteous people live on obedience. Amen.
Amen.
The righteous people live on obedience. Now, when you go back to the scripture that we read,
take us back to Habakkuk.
Habakkuk 2. Take us back to Habakkuk 2. Verse 2.
Verse yes, been.
Now, that says the Lord. Said, the Lord said, answered and said, write down this vision. Clearly inscript it on tablets so that someone may easily read it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give us the rest. Or let me read for NIV as you give us that one. Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald is someone who will not be there at that moment.
Come later
and take that word and work on it and write on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is a herald. He may not know what to read the word.
But
he obeys it. And he said that write it down. So that when you are not there, somebody can come and write
it.
And he said, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end. It will not prove false. Though it tarries, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. That very moment that the Lord said he must write it, he does not know what he's talking about. So the Lord went up and said, the righteous in this revelation shall live by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These people that will come up on this word, they may not know what happens. But these people because righteous people, they dwell on obedience. Their life, look, the fuel that runs their life is obedience. Everyone that is obedient to the word of God will surely become righteous. They dwell on obedience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, faith in this scripture, now to me, is beyond ordinary. Ordinary because, let me put it, I see it this way. The righteous have a special advantage over unrighteous. Because in an ordinary life, we see this Bible as Bible. But beyond this Bible, it takes something to see that one. And the righteous people,
the
people that they are faith, their belief goes beyond this Bible. So their belief, their faith is supernatural. It's spiritual. Your faith always go along with spirituality. If you are not spiritual, your faith will be low. The higher your faith, the higher will be your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your faith cannot go without spirit. And your spirit cannot go without faith. Because the more you become spiritual, the more you see God as absolute, the more you believe in God, and the more you are afraid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the people that are righteous are people that, when you say something, and when they say something, you may think they are stupid. You may think they are foolish. But they tell you, the Lord said, I must obey it. The Lord said, Elijah, he must stand. He must live in the brook. He must not go anywhere. If he takes a step, he
breaks
the law. So Elijah will be there until the brook dried up and doesn't know how to do, but he's not worried. And then the word of God will come and
say,
this is the next instruction. Listen, the righteous people are people who wait on God for the next instruction. They are the people who wait on God for the next instruction. The righteous people do not allow their anger to go ahead of their patience. One of the easiest ways to test someone is this.
or to test someone's maturity in the Lord is his anger. How quick is he? Sometimes that is all. That alone speaks a lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is the righteous people. Now another thing is this. The righteous people shall live by faith. Because there is a spiritual power that is available to them. In other words, where ordinary people cannot survive, the righteous must survive. Or the righteous will survive. Because they are not dwelling on physical things. So when people cannot survive, a righteous person must survive. Because his righteousness is dwelling on heaven. Because his righteousness, oh my God, is dwelling on faith.
In
ordinary life, he will not see anything. But because of his faith, he will see beyond that. So when you fail, they will not fail. They will fail. Oh, mark it. Where you, your faith is given up, the righteous people will stand. Where you cannot go, they will stand. Where the world is challenging them, where everything around them is not working well, when you speak to them, they will still be our faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're talking about the righteous people. The Bible said these people, they shall live by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The righteous shall live by faith.
Church,
listen to me. You need to live by faith. Listen. All that we are doing here, one of them is to empower you. Now, when I talk about empowerment, I'm talking about psychological empowerment. Fixing your mind. Look, the mind is so much important. If you are not made up, if you don't understand the word of God, it doesn't matter what we say, it goes nowhere. But what we are doing here is to fix your mind, is to tell you that beyond the devil there is goodness, beyond the ordinary there is goodness. What I'm saying is this: the God that you serve, He is the most powerful God. But do you know that? Let me change the message. Listen. Please stop disadvantaging yourself. Church, I'm begging you. Please, I'm begging you. A time has come. Let's stop disadvantaging ourselves. Please. God is not changing. Yesterday I was talking to Pastor Isud. I was telling Pastor Isud some mysteries. I said that God, let's say God is here. He's looking at everybody. And the gift is on the floor. All of us are coming. Somebody will come and say, "Oh, Father, I don't think I deserve this." Because of your mentality. Another person will come and say, "Father, thank you." And walk away. Another person will come and say, "Father, I have sinned against you. Oh, Father, yesterday because of the fight I fought with my wife. Father, because of that trouble, this week I don't feel like I'm spiritual. This week, because Pastor Scotty disturbed me, I'm troubled in my spirit. So the Holy Ghost is on break. Hallelujah. Next week, by Saturday, oh, now I'm okay. Hey, Baba, Basakayandaba. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the Lord sit there. Then he's looking. Whatever you say, he doesn't say anything. Whatever you say, he doesn't say anything. Do you know what is happening? You are psychologically disadvantaging yourself. This God, He has not changed yet. He has not changed yet. Whatever you are doing, Jehovah has
has not changed. He is not ready to change. You are changing. Please don't change anymore. Walk on to the Lord. Look, I come against spiritual depression. On Monday, I was talking about it. Spiritual depression is that you are walking with God to a point, and then you feel this. You feel that everything around is not being well, and then you begin to change your mind. I'm tired of going to church. Today, I won't go again. You are disadvantaging yourself. You are experiencing spiritual depression. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can become righteous. Church, you can become righteous. You can become righteous. Listen to the word and obey it. Pastor, when I was preaching King, I told them something. This week, no action without a voice. This week, no action without a direction. So whatever you want to do, suspend it and keep on praying. Keep on praying until the Lord says something. I told them, I said, that is the order for this year. No if, no but. This is the order for this week. Church, listen. The righteous, they will not die premature death. Because he who surround Jerusalem surround them. They are not aware, but God is protecting them. Because God, they have something of God. That if God lose them, he will lose that thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The righteous, they will live by faith. They will be obedient. They will listen. And they will do it. This morning, I want to end my message here. Because I want to be on time.
Church,
in conclusion, listen. And do it. It is very important. The only people that can be faithful, they are people who are righteous. The only people that can be righteous, they are the people who live on faith. Now what am I talking about? This week you don't know where the rent is coming from. This week you don't know where that door must open. The job opportunity. But for once, you go to God and say, Father, I have no clue. Open the door. I don't know how it
happens.
But Father, do something about it. And God will open the door. Because the righteous, they are the people who stand on God. And don't make a way. Please be on your feet and let's talk to the Lord this morning. The righteous, they will live by faith. Where everybody is giving up, they will not give up. Everybody will say negative things. The righteous in South Africa, they will live surely by faith. The budget can be read and can be reread. But they will live by faith. As long as I bought a car, there will be fuel in the car. As long as I do the work of God, I don't know how I'll feel it. But every month, my car will run because I do the work of God. I don't know how it happens. But every month, that will come into my car. Hallelujah. I don't know how to meet my budget. Last time I was telling my wife something. I said, I don't know how we meet the budget. But every month end, God supplement our budget. The righteous, they live by faith. I pray for somebody this morning. Please, let's close our eyes. Let's talk to the Lord.